You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess. And thanks for tuning in again this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on 570 KLIF. Some of y'all might be listening on iHeartRadio too, which is really neat as well. So check that app out if you get a chance. You know, it's just under iHeart.com. Just click in KLIF and there you go. You can listen to us live there as well. So let's go back. Last Sunday, we were discussing about how to make dreams a reality, how to take your dreams and make them into an actual reality, which is really neat because a lot of times we all have these really great dreams and dreams are really wonderful, but without some sort of reality, without actually setting some sort of goals, you never can achieve them. So, you know, last week we really talked about taking an inventory, taking stock of what we have going on in our life. And we talked about our education and our training and the abilities that we have, our strengths, our weaknesses, you know, as well as our belief in the ability and the want and desire to really, truly make this dream a reality. You know, we also talked about making personal changes in our life. Sometimes, you know, we're being hampered by something we're doing. Maybe we have to make changes to get that through, you know, as well as focusing on what we're supposed to be focusing. You know, if you're focusing on partying and having a great time and doing all that stuff, that's great. But maybe it's really not time to try to, you know, take on this big of a goal. Maybe it's time to really kind of, you know, think about your perspective and really put things into perspective. You know what I'm saying? So besides the fact of trying to make dreams a reality and really taking inventory and really following, you know, ourselves and really learning a lot about ourselves, the other thing that we're dealing with is to try to figure out how to be original, you know, how to be authentic in our life. And I think a lot of times people struggle with that consequently because you look at people, you see success, you see money, you see fame, and you say, okay, you know, I want that. I see how they did it. You know, I'm going to mimic that. Or no, I'm going to be completely authentic. And then, you know, how do you go down that path? So, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. So tonight we're really going to really peruse, really figure out, really come up with a concept of how to be original, how to be authentic, but also, you know, how to be successful. And, you know, sometimes we have to understand maybe where those lines can be crossed or where there's maybe some gray area, but all in all, how to really instinctively be ourselves. So this evening, joining me in the studio is Jake Busey, and Jake has been on our show a number of times, and I think you know Jake's voice from the intros of all our shows.
Maybe so. Good evening. How you doing? Jake here. Thanks for having me, Ashley.
I'm glad to have you on, Jake. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. I couldn't be happier. Here in Dallas, it's gorgeous. The weather is not as predicted, not as planned, but it's still beautiful, just as beautiful as you are. And
thank you.
I'm really happy to be a part of your show and to be back. So let's rock and roll here with some of these authenticities and goals and eccentricities. What's going on?
You know, throughout our lives, you know, we really meet and we come into contact with people who really tell us, you know, things that maybe we should think about or things that we need to do to fit in to get to the top. But, you know, sometimes we kind of listen and sometimes we don't. And sometimes we have to just stay our course and keep on plowing away, you know, to our dreams, to those goals that are now trying to become a reality. And so sometimes you can come, you know, thoughts and ideas can come into your head by other people, as well as things can be told to you that you might need to make some changes. And I think I'm sure, Jake, you know, in your life, you know, being the career path that you've chosen, I'm sure you've had people come into your life several times saying, oh, hey, if you change this, if you change that, you know, you could be more successful or this might work, this might work. And some of those things I'm sure you took to heart. Well, some of those you were kind of like, you know, I really don't need that. You kind of really thought about it and said, you know, I'm really going to stay my course.
Yeah, it's, well, I tell you what, there's a lot to that, and there's a lot of answers within that. I mean, your statement right there is kind of chock full of things. You know, starting out, for me, I grew up on film sets. I grew up on the road in tour buses, you know, Leon Russell and Willie Nelson, and you know, my dad played drums with Leon Russell back in the day in the 70s, a genius, talented songwriter, and he was quite big back in those days. And, you know, and then growing up on film sets, and the point of this is that I got to see a lot of highly successful people in those fields. And one of the things that is definitely a commonality with all of those folks is they are artists and they are really kind of, you know, doing themselves to the fullest, being themselves to the fullest. And, you know, art, songwriting, there's an expression right there that's truly from the heart. And as someone was saying to me today, you know, every song, no matter what it is, every song is a love song. And that was a quote from a very renowned singer-songwriter that's, you know, on the charts today. And it's kind of an interesting thing. And, you know, that love song thing is the reason to bring that up is because it's from the heart and that's truly authentic. And for me, as you asked earlier, what, you know, how did I approach things? I look like Gary Busey. So being that I look like Gary Busey and my name is Jake Busey and he's my dad, if I was going to be an actor and follow in his footsteps and choose the career that he chose, you know, it's hard. You grow up in the circus, a child of the circus, and so you want to continue being in the circus. And I definitely had to choose a path that was different than his because I am me and I am not him. He's, you know, we all know who he is. He's gregarious. He's, isn't that funny that Gary is in the middle of gregarious?
I love it.
And, you know, he's an out there dude, but he's really sincere and he's really from the heart and he's really a truthful, like soulful, authentic person, not necessarily grounded all the time, but he and I, you know, I'm a little more mellow than he is. And so with my craft of acting, with the way I approach it, it's different. And if I were to have tried to emulate him, I mean, we all have our examples and we all have our people and our role models. But I think at the end of the day, really taking your role models into consideration and combining all of the things that you see and appreciate out there into sort of your own interpretation and then expressing that. Like even sometimes you can do an impersonation of a famous person. And if you don't tell your crowd that you're with, they may not catch on and they may just think that you're doing something funny. And so, in other words, when you're taking all of your role models and you're mixing them all up in a little bag in the back of your head and then you're giving your performance, it's going to be completely unique because it's your interpretation of everything you've seen and felt. And there it goes.
You know, I think you're spot on because a lot of times, you know, especially when you're raised in a situation, i.e. your dad was an actor, is an actor, and you're kind of raised, as you say, in the circus. And a lot of times you're going through that molding process, but yet you're an individual. And so a lot of times people might give you or impart some ideas to you, you know, based upon trying to be, you know, very helpful or doing what they think is the best or imparting some knowledge. So maybe things work out for you better, what have you. But a lot of times people only know what they know themselves. So their concept of life and things that might help you really normally doesn't have anything to do with you so much as it does more of things that they had to deal with in their past and in their lives and trying to be successful. And so sometimes this information can be they're trying to be very helpful, but really in the end, it's really just steering you off target from maybe where you need to just concentrate. And we had those goals that we talked about last Sunday and really just focusing and honing in on you.
Well, you know, yes, when you get, we call those filters, right? It's like when someone's talking to you, giving you advice or you know, imparting something on you, they're telling you this through their filter of how they see the world. And so, yes, it's from their experiences and their relativity and the things that they've seen and all that in their life. So when they're telling you these things, it's the kind of thing where when someone says, hey, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. Basically, it's meaning take into consideration this person's background. Like, in other words, you're not going to really want to take health advice from a junkie. You know what I mean? It's like you got to consider your, you know,
consider the source, right?
Consider the source. So, that, you know, it comes down to that filter of how each person sees the world and what their filter is. And so, you know, your authenticity is really, in the end, it's make your own decision, stick with it, and make your choice yours.
You know, we're going to continue this discussion here in our next segment. You know, we're going to talk more about filters. We're going to talk more about really addressing, okay, the people that are maybe giving you and imparting some knowledge, maybe where they stand in your life. You know, as well as, you know, a lot of us deal with fitting in, whether it be at work, whether we're a student going back to school, whether you're trying to get a certain career path, whether you're trying to fit in with a certain group. We all have these issues and these things that we're dealing with, but we all want to keep our originality. We want to keep our, you know, being authentic. But yet at the same time, we might have to make a little changes or tweak a few things to maybe fit into a situation. So when we come back, we'll be discussing all that, as well as Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia will be here later on in the hour. And there'll be more Jake Busey here as well. So stay tuned. Keep it on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Keep it on 570 AM. Keep it on iHeartRadio app. And we'll be right back.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.